910 here on the Mighty 690. Good morning. I'm Shay Neal with filling in for James. And we got a big, great show for you today. And we're joined, as always, on Wednesdays by Coffeyville Chamber President Candy Westbrook. Candy, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
I'm fabulous. It was a good day today.
It is a beautiful day. I don't know if 88's ever going to feel as good as it will today.
Oh.
So
after next week is supposed to be really nice though, wasn't it?
I think you're right. Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited. I'm ready for more 60s and 70s and less 90s and 100s.
I am. Now that I can't get in my pool, I'm like, okay, now I'm ready for fall. Let's go.
Yeah. Well, what's going on in Coffeyville?
Yeah. Well, we had our business over breakfast this morning and it was a packed house. So a lot of good announcements for everybody today. I'm going to start off with our sponsor today for business over breakfast. It was Mike Avey from Community State Bank. And, of course, he talked a little bit about Community State Bank and the awesome services they do here in Coffeyville. But majorly was talking about the housing and the coalition that has been going on. And so they have two development areas that they've been working on to bring new housing to Coffeyville. Such a blessing because, well, every rural community needs it, but especially Coffeyville. Yeah. We need housing, and that's the only way we're going to grow. So excited about it. The first 7 lots... they've broke ground, they are building. 3 of them I think are sold already, and once they're all done, it'll be $1.7 million on the tax base. And then hopefully if they all get sold soon, they're going to start another 7. So I'm excited about that, seeing some good stuff here in Coffeyville on housing. And one of the reasons it all came about and it's working is because they were able to work with the state on getting some grants. So grants, some incentives to the builder, because it's hard to get a builder here in Coffeyville, and so we're excited about that and how that goes. So you want any information about some of these lots or these housing projects, let me know, because one of the things I was excited about, it's turnkey.
Yeah.
Basically, everything's done. The landscaping's then done. It even comes with energy saving appliances. You know, I mean, you basically walk in and live, and hey, who can beat that?
So, exactly.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. So we also had the Dalton Defenders Day reenactor group come and talk about Dalton Defenders Day this year. So excited because they are growing this event, and this is the first year they're going to try some new things, and hopefully it goes well, and they're going to grow even more next year. But already this year they have 8 food vendors, food trucks coming, 31 street vendors, a cornhole tournament, a car show, music, and of course the awesome reenactments. And so excited about all the things that they've got going on. They also kicked off the button sale for the Lost Loot. So between now and the first Sunday in October, you can stop by the chamber and buy a button. They're only $5. And then starting the first Sunday in October, they'll start posting the clues. Basically, here's how it works. You follow the clues, and if you figure it out and you're the winner and you get the Lost Loot, if you've got a button, you get $500. If you don't get a button, you get $25. So pretty much go ahead and spend the $5, and right, there you go. You get $500 if you're the winner. So pretty exciting, and I'm looking forward to Dalton Defender Days. So. Okay, some other things that we had in the audience. We had Lisa from Thompson Brothers, and they are celebrating 75 years here in Coffeyville, which is amazing. September 21st and 22nd, they're having a trade show and open house, and that'll be from 10 to 3. The whole community is invited to stop on in and help celebrate with them. Alice from the Salvation Army Volunteers is announced that they're having their annual soup luncheon. Soup and salad. Each year they do that, and I love them. They're always so much fun. That'll be October 17th at the First Baptist Church. Chuck McFate from the Dalton Defenders Lions Club, they announced a pancake feed October 7th at 6:30. And then Cedar Bluff Camp has their annual spook trails. I'm so excited about that. So that'll be coming up, and there's 4 weekends in October for that. I'll come and share more details in the next few weeks.
It's crazy that October's 3 weeks away.
I know. Man. It's like, yeah, everything's coming along so quick. Before all the events kick off in October, though, the Rotary Club is having a downtown deep clean. So that'll be September 23rd, and they're asking other volunteers to join. So especially looking for people that have weed eaters, power washers, you name it, bring out your stuff. And like I said, they're going to really do a deep clean in the downtown area to get ready for Dalton Days and for the Brewfest the weekend after that. That way our community looks awesome for all those people coming and visiting. So contact Julie with the Rotary, or you can contact me and I'll get you in touch with them. Amy from our tourism office, Visit Coffeyville, announced that they're bringing back the Haunted History Walking Tours. So basically you get to go downtown and hear the spooky stories about Coffeyville's history. It's 3 days, but on one of those days, it's adult night. So basically, instead of some water or refreshments, you're going to have some adult beverages and really spooky stories that maybe we can't share with the kiddos. So the more crazy spooky stories.
Bump it up to PG-13
yes,
a little bit.
Yes, yes. So those will be coming up in October. And again, I'll be sharing more details as we get closer. We had Kathy Hetty there, and she is the new director for Grand Villas Assisted Living. And so we want to welcome her and wish her the best luck on her new position. The Midwest Pregnancy Center announced that their annual gala is on September 29th. That's a fundraiser to help with all the wonderful work that they do in our community throughout the year. So, again, that's September 29th, and they have tickets on sale now. Along with Thompson Brothers celebrating, of course, all year long, CCC has been celebrating 100 years being here. And I just found this out today. This is really cool. So in 1925, would that be right? Is when they had their first graduating class. And so they're going to do some celebration activities in 2025 for the 100-year first graduating class. And they're looking for the oldest living graduate from CCC. So if you know someone that might fit that bill, have them reach out to the college. And like I said, they're going to bring in some of the oldest living graduates and do a big celebration for them. So
very cool.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that. That's really cool. Okay, so that's the announcements from Business Over Breakfast. But of course, I've got a few more. We have bloggers, travel writers, and a lot of other people that come through the community occasionally, and every time they fall in love with Coffeyville. So we just had another article recently come out showcasing Coffeyville as a top favorite small town in Kansas. Thought that was wonderful. And we have more travel writers that are going to be coming later this fall. So very excited about that and just showing what we have to offer, you know, to everybody. So that's awesome. Let's see. Two great opportunities to get involved and help your community. The CRMC Board of Trustees and the Planning Commission both have vacancies. So you can go out to the city's website and they will have details on that. But great opportunity, like I said, to get involved and get engaged with the community. As the city also announced, the Safe Routes to School and the Rails to Trail projects are just about completed. I'm excited about this because just more opportunities to get out and to walk and bike and just enjoy outdoor Coffeyville. And one note that did come up, because I know we've had some questions on it. These projects were primarily funded by grants. So, you know, I know sometimes we're like, well, why didn't you spend money on this or this? And hey, we're going to go with what the state gives us money for. So free grant money and expanding our sidewalks and our trails is a great opportunity to get Coffeyville out and about. So
absolutely. No, I think, you said it. I'm all about the outdoor walking because I know I'm sure there's other people that are in the same boat as me, but when I'm trying to do cardio and stuff,
yeah.
It's so much easier for me to do it outdoors than like on a machine. Like it's just more fun.
It is.
If I'm on a machine, I'm way less motivated.
It is.
So I'm all for it.
And we want to be healthy as a community. Yeah. In fact, I'll jump ahead just a second, but there is a new study out about people that have nearsightedness. As we get older, a lot of us deal with it, but they're finding the younger generation is getting it more early now. They're starting to have to get glasses early for nearsightedness. And so they started doing some more studies on this, and I think this was in Taiwan, and they found a link between the kids that are outdoor more and the ones that are indoor more. Mm. And that's just our whole society. We're indoors and we're on our devices and we're, you know, so we are having more problems with nearsighted. The more you force yourself outside, your vision has to start looking further away, right?
Uh-huh.
And it strengthens it. And so they're saying, hey, we can reverse or slow down the effects of this by just getting outdoors. So
very cool.
just another reason I could just preach forever about why you should get outside.
Yep.
It's just a good thing to do. So, yeah. Very excited about this, too. I announced it earlier, but they finally officially opened up some new daycare hours for those second shift and overnight workers. So we have a lot of manufacturing and other businesses that have those alternate shifts. So mm-hmm. now you have daycare because it's so hard to find a grandma or a friend or somebody can watch a kid late at night. So now there's a daycare. It is the ABC Childcare. And so they now have extended hours. And then hopefully, knock on wood, next month we'll be announcing that breaking ground of a new facility. So they'll have even more daycare spots. So this is a big thing for our workforce because mm-hmm. there's a lot of parents are like, I can't find somebody to watch my kids. What am I going to do? So now they're going to have more daycare options, including the younger ages. That's always a hard one. It's easy to find preschool age, but you know, what about those 1 and 2 year olds?
Yep.
So this is going to be great. So more information on that, but very excited about that. I putting a plug out for the chamber, but I'm looking for somebody, a couple different people, but someone that knows a lot about Coffeyville, its services, its business, the events, you know, just someone that really loves Coffeyville and likes to do research. We are looking for a volunteer to help with a couple projects. So perfect for a retiree maybe, or even maybe a student that's kind of tech savvy and can do a lot of research. So anybody that needs some service hours, call the chamber and ask for Candy, and I can tell you a little bit about it. And then also potentially looking for someone that's really social media savvy that wants to pick up some hours as well. So if that fits your bill, give me a call, and I'd be happy to tell you a little bit more about this. So the Bargain Center is having a giveaway for a 75-inch TV. That's another thing that we keep getting bigger and bigger.
Yep.
To help our nearsighted eyes. So stop in the store to enter, and you might be the winner of a big new 75-inch TV. Really excited about this. Casa del Sol has a newly remodeled building downtown. So they're the apartment complexes on the outside of Coffeyville. But they were looking for an office in town. So they purchased a building downtown, and now they're going to rent out different offices within the building. So it's basically you'll have a community copier, you'll have Wi-Fi, Ethernet, and, you know, guaranteed parking. But basically, maybe you're a home-based business or a startup business and you just need an office for, you know, for a year. This is a great place.
Yeah.
Kind of an incubator space almost.
So very cool.
I'm very excited that they were able to do that. And yeah, if you want to know more, Casa del Sol, or contact me and I can get you in touch with them. So I talked about the nearsightedness, but some other interesting news I came across the other day that I thought was very interesting. So they're starting to use coffee inside concrete to make it stronger.
Hmm.
Who knew? Coffee.
Yeah, who would have thought?
Yeah. So, but now you don't have to waste your coffee ground. We can use it in concrete. Not necessarily right away, but they're working on it. But they're starting to do that. So, hey, now this is a great excuse to go to Terpenith or Hershey's and grab your favorite brew.
Yep.
That's good. Okay. I think that's the main announcements. I just have some events that I wanted to share real quick. I just want to make sure I didn't miss something. Of course, September and October are probably the busiest months of the year. There's always so much going on, which is great. This weekend, 100 Mile Sale, tons of people will be in the area driving around. We've already got a lot of questions on where do I find a map. So those are being finished up today and printed. So you can stop by the chamber this week and pick up a copy of the map. We're going to put it on Facebook as well, so you can look at it there. And then we'll have it in some of the consignment shops. Sorry, I was trying to think of what the word was. So if you want to check that out. Also, this weekend is the Tyro Car Show. That's always a big annual event that they've been doing for many years, and it's pretty awesome. September 16th is the Carter Automotive and Auto and Bike Show. That will be at Walter Johnson Park this year. And then I've mentioned this a couple times, but again, the legislative forums are coming up. That will be the 19th, which is the City Commission forum, and then 21st will be USD 445. Those will be at the Windsor Event Center starting at 6 p.m. The really great thing about it is you don't even have to be in person. You guys will be wonderfully helping me out and broadcasting it live on the radio and on Facebook. And so you can watch it from the comfort of your home. This is the last week to submit questions, though. So if you have a burning question that you want to ask the city commissioners or the USD candidates, send those to me. We're gathering them up, and then we're going to try to – we won't be able to answer every question, but we'll try to get as many as we can in a good diversity of questions. So, and, yeah, I guess I already talked about the Cedar Bluff Camp Night of Fright, so that's pretty excited. I will say we are doing signups, though, for another event in October, which is Spooktacular. So if your business or group or entity wants to have a table downtown, hand out candy. Usually we have almost 1,000 kiddos, so it's a huge event. Yeah. It's crazy. And then in December will be the Christmas parade, so also trying to do sign-up and entries for that. So if you want to get involved, then we'd love to have you because, again, these are great events in our downtown area, and we'd love to have as many people. So contact the chamber. We'll get you all signed up, and you'll be good to go.
Great stuff.
So, yeah, I think I got it all, but it was, like I said, a good day.
Yeah.
And obviously, details on all these events are on the community calendar. So you just go out to our website, which is chamber.com, CoffeevilleChamber.com, sorry, not just chamber.com.
Whoever has chamber.com, that's pretty
impressive.
You're the champ.
There is. Well, fairandrodeo.com,
yeah.
We are it.
Yeah.
Like,
see?
How did we get that? Obviously, one of the oldest fair and rodeos in the United States. Yeah. So that's pretty cool.
The fact, I was going to say, that's proof right there, the fact that you have the website.
Yeah. When you can say you've got that. So,
yeah, absolutely.
No, CoffeevilleChamber.com. And go out there. The community calendar's on there. You can get details, contact information from all the people. And then also, if you want to reach out to me about, of course, anything I shared today, website is a way to do it. You can get on there, and my email's on there. Or you can call, or you can stop in our office and get your Lost Loot button, get your an icy, and you'll be good to go.
How about that? Can't beat that.
That's
well,
right.
It blows my mind that we're already talking about Halloween events.
I know.
It's crazy.
I know.
I don't
it's
know.
Because it doesn't feel it yet. So
I guess.
You just give it another week or two. Well, maybe we'll start feeling that.
As soon as we have the first, 51-degree night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It'll start.
As soon as I have to put on a hoodie to walk outside at night, and then that's when it hits.
And it's also when that weird time of year when in the morning you're cold. You almost like have a jacket. But then in the afternoon you're kind of hot.
I know.
And you're like.
I'll have the heater on in my car in the morning and then have to switch it back to AC. Yep.
Love Kansas.
Yep. Yeah. It's a good time. Well, Candy, thanks so much for stopping by.
Absolutely.
We always appreciate it. And great stuff as always.
All right. Thank you.
Well, coming up next, we're going to hear from the latest on our Erie Coaches Corner. We're also going to take your calls on Open Line. Don't go anywhere. It's the Mighty 690 KGGF.